Friday, 23rd of May, Lag Ba'alimah, Rav Shimshon Silkin, The Fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
So the fire of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, people who noticed last night, a little extra smoke, a little more smoke than usual in London in the sky. There's an Indian of Eish, when it gets out to Lag Ba'omer, an Indian fire. So the light fires, anyone who's had the privilege of going up to Meron or Lag Ba'omer, it's an incredible thing. In fact, Eretz Yisrael or Lag Ba'omer is an amazing place. If you take the road up from Yerushalayim up anywhere north, I mean, I want to Kiryat Sefer, some of the Lag Ba'omer. It's amazing. Imagine what these little kids can do, the height of these fires, the size of them. Unbelievable. The smaller the kid, the bigger the fire. So there's an Indian of fire in relation to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's stated in Sforim that the sun was stopped on the day of the Hilula of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in order that he could finish teaching his Talmidim the Zohar. The whole world was filled with a light, and of course the Zohar itself. But the question is, if there's another Indian, the Negea to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Machaber of the Zohar and fire itself, or is the stone is the Indian of light? So many people are familiar with the Gemara in Shabbos, which happens to also be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses the story, one of the more famous stories of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that we all learn in Cheder. But it's kedai to do chazora on it in order that we can highlight some of the details, because there are some details in the story, in the maaseh here of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rav Elazar by Rav Shimon in the cave, that highlights some incredible inyonim when it gets to who Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was about and how what his life was about can be an inspiration for ourselves. Let's take a look back in the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel, where it says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon were sitting together, and also with them was somebody called V'Yosef Yehuda ben Geirim Gabayu. Shkoyach. I just had a coffee, so I'm not going to make a shahakot. Now, somebody sitting there called Yehuda ben Geirim is machlokes as to who he was. This Yehuda ben Geirim, but the story that happened there was Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said, how beautiful, how wonderful are the actions of this nation, the Romans. Tiknu shvokim, tiknu gushorim, tiknu merchatzois. They established marketplaces, bridges, bathhouses. So Rabbi Yehuda was praising the local government. Rabbi Yossi shosak. Rabbi Yossi, he didn't say anything. Gemara reminds me of the three miyaitim to Paro. Rabbi Yossi kept quiet in the other direction. Rabbi Yossi shot out, Rabbi didn't say anything. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'Omar. Rabbi Shimon answered and said, "Kol ma she'tiknu, lo tiknu ela l'tzorech atzmon. Everything that they have made, these goyim, they only made it for themselves. Don't get so excited about these Romans. Lo tiknu ela l'tzorech atzmon. Tiknu shvokin. You know why they set up these shvokim, the marketplaces? We'll see later why that's nageya. Merchatzois la'adin mehen atzmon. Gesharim lita mehen meches. They put the merchatzois, the bathhouses in, so they can pamper themselves. They put in the bridges, so they can take taxes at the tolls. Holach Yehudim ben Geirim v'siper divreim v'nishmu ulemalchus. Yehudim ben Geirim, who was in attendance during that discussion, he went and he said over these words, and they were picked up by the government, whether he said them directly, indirectly, it's not just going to ask a minute. Yehuda ben Geirim went and said over what was said. So Omru, they said, the government said, Yehuda she'ilo yis'ale, Yehuda that said good things about the government, he should be elevated, he should be promoted to a higher post. Yossi she'shosak yigle litzipoiri. Yossi didn't say anything. So he is going to be exiled to Tzipoiri. Shimon Shigigo Yehore. Shimon is going to be killed. Odal Hu Obrei. So Shimon Bar Yochai went with his son. Toshu Ben Midrasha. This they hid in the base of Medrash. Called Yomav Amaiselu Debisu Risto Vakuzi Demayo Vakarchi. Each day, his wife, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's wife, would bring them food, to bring them bread and water to drink, and they would be satisfied that way. Kitakiv Gezilto, when the Gezerah got stronger, when the star is starting up, going up on the tree trunks, wanted in the picture of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. In other words, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai realized that they hadn't forgotten. On the contrary, they were stepping up their efforts to find him. Omar Leili Bray. So Rav Shimon said to his wife, I gave this shiur recently. Sorry, to his son. I said this recently to a group of Noshim, and I skipped this line. Omale the Bray, so he said to his son, Noshim daitam kala alehen. The Noshim, their minds are light upon them. Whatever that means. It doesn't mean what people think it means. But Dilma mitzari lo, Megalilon, maybe they'll be mitzari, they'll torture her, right? They'll take her down to Gitmo, and they'll get the information out of her, and that could put us in danger. Therefore, Ozlu toshu b'ma'arto. So they went and hid in the cave. This part of the story everyone learned in the cave. They went and hid in the cave. Israchish niso, and a special nace happened there. Ivri luhu charuvo ve'eno demayo. And two things happened. First of all, a choruv tree, a carob tree, suddenly sprung out of the ground right outside the cave to feed them. And we'll see that that's Nagea, that it was a carob tree, dafka. Ve'eno demayo, also a spring of water. It says that they would, if we skip this part, they took off their clothes. It says they would hide in the sand to protect their clothes. How long did they stay inside that inside the cave? It says they stayed there 12 years. 12 years they stayed there. Until one day in the 12th year, Ozo Eliyahu, Eliyahu Novi came, Bekom Apitzko de Ma'arton. He stood by the entrance to the cave. Oma, and he said, Ma loy de Levi Yechai de Mis Kesar or Botel Gezirte. Who's going to let Levi Yechai know that Caesar has died? And the Gezerah has been nullified. Right? So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai heard this. Nofku, so they left the cave. What happened? Famous Maisa. Chozu Inshi, they saw people, the Kokarvi Vazari, they were plowing and sowing. They were working the land, going to work, they were going about their daily business. Oma, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Manich Nechai Ya'olim, Oizkim Nechai Yeshua. They're leaving behind, they're neglecting the eternal life, and they are substituting it with this nonsense transient activities. Everywhere where they looked, anything they looked at, right, they burned to a crisp. In an instant, anything they looked at was burned, Nisra, just like that. And Basko went out and said, you've come out of your caves to destroy my world. Go back inside the cave. Hodur Ozu, Isibu Tracy Archishata, they went back in for another 12 months, a year. The whole raid here, why it's 12 months? Maybe we'll have time to see that. And then they said something very interesting, they also needed a chat. Maybe we'll have time for. Omri, they said, Mishpat Rishoyim B'Gehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. The Mishpat, the judgment of even the worst evildoers, the worst Rishoyim in Gehenim, is only 12 months. Right, so surely our time has come to get out of here. Aye, they were there 12 years beforehand, but now it was Gehenim. 12 months. So Yotzis of Basko, V'Om Rabasko went out and said, Su'ubim Arutachem, you can leave your cave in Ma'ara. Nofko, they went out. And still it says, Kol heichad have a machi, Rabbi Elazar have a machi, Rabbi Shimon. Everything that Rabbi Elazar would destroy, Rabbi Shimon would fix. I mean, otherwise, Rabbi Elazar was still his former fiery self. Rabbi Shimon, it seems, had mellowed somewhat. Because it says, have a machi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon would fix it. Omar lo b'ni, he said, listen, my son, da'i la'olam ani va'ato. Now, it's enough, you and me, don't go around being so critical, destroying the world with your fiery gaze. You know what? We can hold the world up, don't worry about it. Ani va'ato, we're enough. A couple more lines in the Gemara. Bahadur Panya Damali Shabbat with Erev Shabbos is getting closer to nightfall. Chozu Hahu Sabo. They saw this elderly gentleman. The Havanokit Trey Madani Aso. That he was holding two stalks of two myrtle branches, two hadassim. Verohit Ben Hashmoshes. And he was running around during the twilight time. Omrulay, they said to him, to this old man, Hani Lomalo, why have you got these, why do you need these two hadassim? Omar Lahusi, he said to them, L'chvoit Shabbos. He said, it's for Shabbos. Okay. So they said to him, Titzkiloch Bechad, isn't one enough? Which itself is a very strange question. So find a husband coming home with a bunch of flowers, the wife saying, one's enough. Yeah. They had a bunch of flowers for Shabbos. Titzkiloch Bechad, isn't it enough to have one? Strange question, Nizb Shabbos. Says the Gemara that he says to them, Chad Keneged Zocher, and Chad Keneged Shomer. Very nice. One is Zocher, and one is Shomer. Omar Leili Brei. Right? So Rav Shimon turns around to his son. He says, Chazi Kamo Chavivin Mitzvah Zal Yisrael. Look how beautiful. Klal Yisrael treat their mitzvahs, Yosif Da'atayu, and their minds were at peace. I've found that boring for now. The truth of the Gemara continues. We'll have to see more of the Gemara, but we'll speak it out outside. So this is the Gemara. Chad Keneged Zocher, Chad Keneged Shomer, and somehow that appeased Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, Yossi Da'atayhu, plural. They were both very happy to see that this gentleman was running around with his Adatim and Erev Shabbos. Somehow everything was okay. The plowing, the sowing, the world, everything was fine. Because now we've got Hadassim, too. Beautiful. What's Pshat? That's Kasha number one. What's Pshat? The Choruv and the Mayos, lots of details here in the story that needed Pshat. But the biggest Kasha of all is like this. The Choruv. Here you have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon in a cave. 12 years. They come out and they see the world and they chap that the world is off the derech, right? Because the point of life is chayo el mavor, and these people are busy with nonsense, right? So everywhere they look, their kedusha is destroying the world. Fine. So what happens? The Basco comes out and says, "Achrif olami yotzosem. You came out to destroy my world. Go back in the cave." Nah, Christianish. So they've been in the cave for 12 years and they've become these radical militants and they're exposed to the world and everything that comes within their fiery gaze is fried to a crisp. So you go back in the very cave that turned you into that kind of person. What's that? You've been there for 12 years. It's obviously been far too long. You're overcooked. So they come out into the world and they're burning everything up. The last place in the world you wanted to go back into is that. That very Ma'arav, they learn all these tricks. L'chayra. So upon Chizra and Ma'aravachim, and then they come out, and Rav Shimon is somewhat mellowed, Rav Elazar not quite, and somehow that Adassim makes it all better. So Rav Shimon Gobel, really. People come out of jail today, Abdel, right, we put them into community service. And Nishlazon. Get them involved in society, get involved in the people, they say, relax. Nishlazon Gefel. Chazra Shalom to speak like this about Rav Shimon Vayachai, just take that. So the kasha is a kasha, and they come out of the Mara, things are obviously not right. The Basker has to come out and say, you're misbehaving. They go back into the Mara, that's the kasha. So the Chorim say Pshat like this. We find a bit of a paradox regarding Rav Shimon Vayachai. Rav Shimon Vayachai is a bit of a paradoxical figure. If you look at the sources that tell us all the curse about Rav Shimon Vayachai, Mitzarechot, we find, for example, right, the little kids, they go out on their like Boima outings today with their bows and arrows. Lomo. Because stating the Gemara that in the time of Rav Shimon Vayachai, like Lo Nirah Sol Keshes B'Yomov, no one ever saw a rainbow. Why? Because a rainbow reflects the Midas Hadin, it reflects the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be Machriv Olomi. Right, because I made a promise, I'm not going to do it. So that's the idea of a Keshes. And Rav Shimon Vayachai B'Yomov, right, managed to repel the Midas Hadin. Clearly, managed to repel the Midas Hadin. So you find Rav Shimon Vayachai is, in a certain sense, the anti-din. Right? He's against din, he's the Midah of Chesed. You find that he says in Chaviv in Yisrael, the whole Zohar, right? Not that I know anything about the Zohar, I've never opened the Zohar in my life, but what's brought down in the name of the Zohar, right, is all about the Chavivus and the Yedidus and the Avor and the closeness and the friendship, right, between Klal Yisrael and Yishal and Klal Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. This is what Rav Shimon Vayachai is all about. It makes sense he's like that, because he's a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Oh, Rabbi Akiva, V'Avtol Reachot Kamoi, because they can't go all about Torah, right? So Rabbi Akiva, who stood for Avos Reim, Avos Hashem, this is Rav Shimon Vayachai. It's interesting to note also that during the Sefer it says that 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Akiva died, right? Then Pesach Atzeres, right? And he was survived. They were survived by five Talmidim. Of which one of them was Rav Shimon Vayachai? Why did they die? Because Rav Shimon Vayachai covered Zelozeh, right? So obviously Rav Shimon Vayachai was a master of being noyeh covered Zelozeh. Obviously, he must have been, because for Shteitzach, the Chof Dalad Elef Talmidim were only marginally disrespectful one to the other. Of course, they were Kadosh Elyon. The only way we can say that they were slightly guilty was on the slightest level. Kachut HaSayro. Rav Shimon Vayachai, even that he didn't have. He must have been the most elevated individual regarding Noga Kovet Zelozeh. Shteitzach Gemara also in Sukkah, Rav Shimon Vayachai himself says Yochol ani listoyet kol ha'oilo bin hadin. Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, I could exempt the entire world from judgment. This is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He's the ambassador of the Jewish people. He's the chief attorney. Right, if anybody has anything bad to say against Klal Yisrael, Yochol ani listoyet. So Chori Sir Rav Shimon is the mid of Chesed, in the mid of Avo, the mid of Iskarvus, in the Kesha, in the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say about Rabbi Yitzchak Meditshev that this is what he would do. He would run around the whole time, pasturing Klal Yisrael from the din. And a famous meister, one of the famous meisters, he was walking with the Talmud and they saw someone changing his wagon wheel, wearing his tefillin. So the Talmud was outraged. He said, look at this, chutzpah. The fellow is wearing his tefillin and changes his wagon wheel. The Rabbi Meditshev said, faket! Chaviv in Yisrael, even when they're changing their wagon wheels, they're wearing their tefillin. Right? And this is known, the Meditshev Rebbe would spend his entire time looking for the ways. Seems like this is the middle of Yishov and Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Yochal ani listos kol ha'ilo min hadin mitzal echot. So what happened here? So Andre Zogin, Toyin, right, the people who make a mistake, say, you know what happened? So of course, Rav Shimon was being chased by the Romans, right? So he had to go run in a cave and he became antisocial. Well, but you know, you get locked up in a cave for when the solitary confinement, okay, yeah, but also with him. All that time, you come out, you become a bit of a chas v'sholem. Right, essence. He wrote the Zohar in that cave. According to many Makos, he wrote the Zohar in the cave. Right? The whole Zohar that talks about Chaviv in Yisrael, right, is written in the cave. So Eshens, number one. Number two, if you look back in the Gemara, that's why we started from the beginning of the story. Why was he running away? Rabbi Yehuda said, come and know in my say Umazu. You know what, they're not so bad, you know, the English. Oh, sorry, they are, the Romans. This is not gefährlich, you know what, this is not gefährlich. Shimon says, don't be so quick. Like, the Shvokim, the Mechatzot, the Geshorim, don't get so excited about these people. They've only got their own interests in mind. So you see, Rav Shimon already had a middle of din there already. Clearly, he's expressing a middle of din. Right, roughly, and that's why he had to run away. So it's not you talking to say that he became like that in the Ma'orah. Clearly, this is part of who Rav Shimon is. So is he chesed or is he din? Is he mid of gevura or is he mid of ava? It's not the same thing. It's not clear what he's about. Even worse than that, the continuation of the Gemara. We think at this point in the Gemara, oh, Baruch Hashem, Rav Shimon's come around. He's not burning everything up. Everything's going to be okay. This does very posh it. What's the hemshich of the Gemara? How does it continue? Oh, no time. So Shem Rav Shimon came out of the cave the second time now, and he's intermingling with society. And he says, you know what? I had a nace happen to me. And just like when Yaakov Avinu had a nace, and he was saved from Esau, from Lavan, it says that Yaakov Avinu looked for a way to give back to the community, because he felt grateful. So it says, this is Machlokes in the Gemara, exactly what Yaakov Avinu did, but it says, Vayovo Yaakov Sholem, right, and some say that he set up a currency, and some say he set up a marketplace, some say he set up a bathhouse. Interesting point, those things, right? So Shimon bar Yochai said, me too, you know, I've been saved through some miraculous method, through the growing of a fruit tree outside my house in the spring of water. I also want to give back, you know, I was saved all those years in the cave, I also want to give back to the community. So he says that he asked around and said, is there anything inside the Kehillah? Right, that needs taken care of. So he said, you know what, I'm not going to go into the details now, but basically there was a problem with a certain field, a certain area. There was a shrine of Tumah and Tara there. Now, was it a Beit HaKvaros? Did someone been buried there before? And it wasn't clear. Sorry? Beit HaKvaros. In Tveria. So, and the shrine, what was the problem? That the Kohanim had to circumvent the field. And they had to go all the way around the side and make a detour. And it was a nuisance, right? So the Maizis of Shimon basically came, Tia ben Yichai Beit HaKvaros. I mean, that was the time against him. But he said, Tor. So this Ahu Sabo, the Gemara says, was standing there. And he said, Tia ben Yichai Beit HaKvaros. Listen to this conversation. He says, Ben Yichai comes out of the cave, right? And he's in the Tia Beit HaKvaros. Omarei! So Shimon bar Yochai said to him, you know what? Had you not been there, or had you not been part of the group as we were going through this whole discussion, that's one thing. But Achshav Shayisu Imono, right? You were there, Veninis Imono. Listen to this line. Yomru, people will say, Zonois Mefarchusoiz Zu Ez Zu. Even Zonois take care of each other. Harlots. They take care of each other. The Lashon in the Gemara is that they braid each other's hair. V'talmidich Achomi Lo Koshikein. Can Talmidich Achomi not get along? Right, in other words, you're a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Talmud Chacham. Is that how you talk about a fellow Talmud Chacham? Is there a Shem Bar Yochai? Look what's coming. You can imagine just what's coming. Says the Gemara, Yoze Eine Venoch Nafshe. Rishim Ba'ichai takes one look at him, boom, dead. Just like that. Unbelievable. No, we haven't finished yet. Two more lines in the Gemara. Nofak the Shukah. Rishim Ba'ichai goes to the Shuk. Chazi Elihudim Ben Gerim. He sees that old fellow, the fellow from the beginning of the story, who went and repeated the conversation to the government, or indirectly at least. So Rishim Ba'ichai says, Omar, Adain Yesh Lezeh Ba'olam, this fellow's still around? I mean, for 13 years. This fellow's still knocking, walking around? Nothing they ain't of! Rishim Ba'ichai takes one look at him, but Ato Gal Shalat Somos, and he converted him into a pile of bones. That end of Gemara, next Mishnah. I think the Rishim Ba'ichai changed very much. Clearly, Rishim Ba'ichai is still adopting a very hard line, middle of din. Clearly. What is it? Is Rishim Ba'ichai walking around burning people to a crisp? Or is Rishim Ba'ichai touching the whole world and as an ambassador to the people? State that the 7 weeks of the Sefira, 49 days of the Sefira, correspond to the seven Sefiras. This is the one time a year when people get a little bit involved in these inyonim. And it says that Lag Ba'Omer is Hoy Shebahoy. That's what we said last night. The Torah is Kaddish B'Dusha Shal Ma'ilo, and we should be stuck in Hoy Shebahoy. I have no Eisik in these inyonim. But if you look in the Sforim and the Gemaras and try and understand what is this middle of Hoid, especially Hoid Shebahoid, it's mashma that Hoid is a middle that is associated, the Gemara talks about it in relation to Aaron HaKoyen, rather than Roshan of Hoid in relation to Aaron HaKoyen. Same Sforim, that Hoid is really a middle of Yiro. That's what it is, really a middle of Yiro. And without time to go into it, if you look in various different places, it's mashma like that. In the Moshe with Aaron HaKoyen, it says that Aaron HaKoyen possessed a middle of Hoid. Because he had the middle of Hoy, therefore he was the Kohen Gadol of the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Kohen Gadol had to have a middle of Yiro, right? Because the Beis Hamikdash is the place of Yiro. Right? Shom na avod chov Yiro kimei elam. Right? The Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, is the Yisod of Yiro. Right? Beis Hamikdash, noyro elokim mikdash shecha. So because the Yisod of the Beis Hamikdash and the avod in the Beis Hamikdash is Yiro, Aaron Kohen had the middle of Hoy, which reflected the middle of Yiro in the world. But Mitzasheni also find the Aaron HaKohen was like the Shem the Mishnah Hillel Oimer have been Talmido Shel Aaron Oyev Shalom Roidev Shalom Oyev Sabriyos. Right, so here as well, is the middle of Hoy the middle of Yiro, or is the middle of Aaron HaKohen the middle of Ava? L'chor these two don't go together, right? Can you do an all this for him? Yiro is Yiro and Ava is Ava, not the same thing. On the contrary, they're steered to each other. So I think the answer can be found like this. To answer the Gemara answer Pshim Ba'ichah and Aaron HaKohen answer what's happening like Ba'Omer. Very interesting that this Daf Gemara is a Daf Lamed Gimel. Even the Sephardim, it continues on to Daf Lamed Dalet. So she said like this. She said Gemara in Kiddushin. It's my own volume, I think it's MS. If it's not, tell me when the tape's off. She said in the Gemara in Kiddushin, on the Pasuk, L'cho Hashem ha-gedulo v'ha-gevuro v'ha-tif eretz v'ha-netzach v'ha-hoid k'choy v'ashmaim v'oretz l'cho Hashem ha-mamlocho. So those seven expressions correspond to the seven sefiras. Now the Gemara brings a pasuk that relates to the pasuk to the word vehahoid. What is hoid? So the Gemara brings a pasuk in Chukas where it says esvohes besufa. Esvohes besufa. The Gemara over there says it's hoid because they were giving hoidah. Now understand the Gemara? Not 100%. The Gemara correlates. Esvohid, what was Esvohid the Sufa all about? Esvohid the Sufa was a story basically when the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, it says that their enemies were hiding in the caves. I don't know if there's a Shaykhus there, maybe. Their enemies were hiding in the caves in the mountainside, and they were going to ambush the Jews as they were going to walk through a narrow passage. So Gershbrochel created an incredible nest that he made the mountain opposite the mountain where they were hiding come together. He made the two mountains come together, and the rocks that were jutting out of the mountain on one side were inserted into the holes, into the caves where the enemies were hiding on the other side, and they crushed them, the rivers of blood flowing through, and the Kaddish Rav found the rivers of blood. They chap, right, that HaKadosh Baruch had saved them. And that was the Maisa, that's why the Sufa, Yam Sufa, it's very fine. But there's another Gemara. That's not, sorry, that Gemara is in Brochus Nafsin Tafnun Chet, not the Gemara in Kiddushin. But there is a Gemara in Kiddushin Nafsin Ahmed Aleph from Adalus that says like this. It's Vohiv the Sufa, famous Gemara, says the Gemara, it's Vohiv the Sufa, what's Pshat? A play on the words, it's Vohiv the Sufa, says the Gemara. It's Vohiv is the Loshan Avor. Besufa is the Loshan Basoif in the end, says the Gemara. When Talmidei Chachamim learn together, there's only Esvohev for Sufo. There's only Ahava at the end. At the end, there's Ahava. If you ever walk into the yeshiva, I always tell my wife, when my chavrusa comes over to learn, to shut the door. Shut the doors, because sometimes they can't understand, because the Rishcha Deraisa sometimes gets very, very animated. Right? You ever see two bochum in yeshiva get excited over Daf Gemara? Right? Some people find it very difficult to understand what's going on. Right? So, there's a concept of while they're learning, there's a midas hadin, there's a midas of yiro, there's pacha. Right? It doesn't feel like it's a smooth Sunday stroll kind of conversation. But at the end, nasu oihavin zeloze, the Gemara says, but not at the beginning. It sounds like this. If we can relate this, if hoy is the story of the sufa, the story of the sufa, the Indian is Abba Basoy, maybe Pshat is like this. There's an idea that in order to get to Ahavo Basoy, you need to have Din Batchilo. If a person is going to get to real Ahavo, then there needs to be Din first. But if there is Ahavo without Din, then there's no Din and there's no Ahavo. If a person really wants to get to a level of true Ahava, whether it's Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Reim, Ahavas HaSpouse, right? Nachnish Dois, Ahavas Ishtoi, right? Whatever it is, if there's no din to kick it off, there'll never be Ahava. If we look in the world, whether we're talking about children, Bali Tshuva, wives, Nachnish Dois. If the beginning, right, of the relationship, there's no din, there's only Ahava, then within no time at all, there's no din, and there's certainly no avo. There's nothing. Masha'en kein, if there is a discipline, if there is this is okay and this is not, if there is kedusha, there is kedushin, right, then you can have avo. But if it's just avo, you have nothing. You know what that's called in the Sforim? Avo without din? That's kudnus. Kudnus? Kudnus? Azoshtei? Lemoshet Yishmael? Right, Avram Avinu, who is the Baal HaChesed, he has a son, right, who took that chesed without any middah of din. Yitzchak came along and inserted din. But he takes that chesed and it's with happy abandon. Right? So chesed with happy abandon, ava with happy abandon, without a proper din to put it in its right place. Isn't it? That's why a parent to a child, the child has to understand first there's din and then the ava flows from that. The ava has mino iveya from the din. But without din there's no ava. It's a nonsense. Right? The world today is full of ava. Full of ava. Everything's okay. Everybody's alright. To love everybody and hug the trees and hold hands and sing kumbaya. That's the world we live in. Because there's no din, right, to help discipline that ava. But if the ava is no there from the din, dot is din, dot is ava. So an amazing idea. Since many ways, the truth is the Boshem created this whole world like that. Boshem says, all of mashova, right, to create the world of the din. This is Boreshis, Bore Elohim, es Hashemayim, es Haaretz. So he's saying, the beginning, Boshem Boshem created the world. Right, the midas hadin, right, Elohim, right. Only after that, all Elohim mitzvah Hashem mekol shofar. Right, it went from din to rachamim. But it's not the pshat that the din was a mistake. Chas v'shalom, because Baruch Hu created the world the din, and Baruch Hu looked at the world and said, you know what, the world can't sustain itself in din. I'll change it. Chas v'shalom. Pshat is that the din was tempered by the ahava. But not pshat it was replaced by the ahava. The din is still in the mekolim and medes. In Cain. In Ken, if that's Pshat, then Pshat Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the same thing. Avada Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Yochel Lifter's Kol Ha'olam Badin, Me'amin Hadin. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai can only do that because he's the one who really knows what Din is about. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who says, this is and this isn't. As though down side, this is no good, this is okay. Eim Ola Sidor, a certain discipline, a certain idea of what stuff yours is like, what stuff nish time, and then the Ava can be novaya from that, and that Ava is kind Lord. But without the middle of din of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you don't have anything. How's this tie to the Hadassim and many other things? By the way, you should know what it says in the Sforim. Sidi Ben Yehoyada says on this Gemara in the Moshul. He says that these were the two middles outside the cave. There was a Choruv and there was Mayim. Mayim is Chesed. Mayim is Chesed, like it says, Mashav Ruach Moed Agosh Machal Kechayim VeChesed. Right? Mayim, water, is the middle of Chesed. Choruv, he says, is Kamashav Gevurah. Now, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had outside this cave also these two cultures of Chesed and Gevurah, but you can't have Chesed without Gevurah. For Chayna Rabbis, he says, the Maim is Mem, and the Chorav is Chesed, Mem Chesed Kinyami Torah, v'chol v'chol, you can look at that beautiful Pshatim in the Gemara. But what you see from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the delicate balance between trying to establish Ahava based on the basis of Chesed. The truth is, this is also what Shabbos is about. The Zohar says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Ihu Shabbos. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Shabbos. Pshat? I don't know. But we see that Shabbos also has these two qualities, Zohar v'Shomer. Shomer is Yirot, says in this forum, and Zohar is Ahava. And this is also the Chorib Shaf in the Gemara here with the Tarum Sava. He's running around with his two Hadassim. He's running around with his two Hadassim. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, why do you have two Hadassim? He says, the Chvod Shabbos. He says, one is enough. The Hainu, Zohar is enough. It's enough to have Ahava in the world, isn't it? Or it's enough to have Din in the world, isn't it? Zohar the Sava Nein. Echo Keneged Zohar, Echo Keneged Shomer. One is Keneged Yiro, one is Keneged Ahava. If you have both, you have a life. You have nothing, you have anything. That's not Shabbos, it's not a week, there's nothing. What's Shabbat Eish with the fire itself of Lag BaOmer? As far as I say, I just want to talk about this when it gets to the Eish of Gehenna, which is the Chorah, also the reference here that spent 12 months in Gehenna. There's no time, but the kids, I'll finish with this. As far as I say, that Eish has a unique property to its fire. Because on the one hand, fire is Mechamein, and on the other hand, fire is Machriz. On the one hand, fire warms and gives positive energy, and on the other hand, fire destroys. But we could take this one step further. There's one extra nukudah here about fire. Not just that it can burn or it can warm. No. It's actually more than that. The only way that fire can be machamein, can be a positive source of energy, is if it's being machrit. The only way that eish can be machamein is if it's being machrit something at the same time. If you go to your gas range, right, and you try and put light a match to it, right, you stand there all day, nothing's going to happen, you've got to turn the gas on. If the fire has nothing to burn, then it has nothing to heat either. If you want a decent pot of chicken soup, the fire's going to have to burn something. In order for fire to exist, right, it's one call it a mitzvah, she'en a mitzvah. In order for fire to exist, it has to employ a midah of din, of churva, of choruv, to be machriv the world, machriv something, kedei, that it can get through to the ahava, the positive midah of imachamim something. How emes is this? When it gets to chinuch and kiruv and anything that we do in the world, the person wants to get to a level of being machamim and other to obvan yenayid, right, to give him a stick of achamimus and the yedidus and chavivus and the ava and Torah. It has to come from a mid of yiro. As it's all mid of yiro in the beginning, and it disciplines and it defines what is and what isn't, then the ava can go all the way. But chas v'shalom, if there isn't that yiro, then we'll never have ava. We should be zoicha, right, in the zchus we should be enlightened, right, in the light of Torah ba'oroi. Like it says that his Zohar, that the sun was delayed in order we could be nene from his Torah, and Eid Hashem, we should be able to engage in the middle of Yiro that should translate into the middle of Avodah, and the veil from that, and we should be Zohar to the middle of Shimon Bar Yochai.